With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreeing on a plan to end the war in Gaza, but it's unclear whether Hamas will accept the terms.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Netanyahu says he is on board with the president.
If Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they supposedly accept it and then basically do everything to counter it, then Israel will finish the job by itself. This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way, but it will be done.
Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, praises the Trump administration's efforts to bring peace to the Middle East.
Tremendous, tremendous credit is owed to the President of the United States, to his diplomatic staff, to Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, Ari Lightstone, and others, for forging an historic agreement. That's one. Two, Israel just won the war.
Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that for Hamas, death is not only an option, but the preferred option compared to accepting a peace deal. With Democratic congressional leaders dragging their feet, they've left a White House meeting without a deal for President Trump and the GOP to avoid a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson tells House Republicans they need to stick together to force the Senate Democrats to embrace the 7-week stopgap bill the House passed last week. This is SRN News. Well, most men are pro-life. However, they're a little hesitant to admit it.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. John Cochran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue.
National survey from Arizona Christian University finds most Americans remain confused about the nature of sin, many refusing to call themselves sinners. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball playoffs are all set. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Blue Jays clinched the AL East for the first time since 2015, while the Guardians claimed the AL Central in Sunday's conclusion of baseball's regular season. Cleveland will host Detroit in the AL wildcard round, which also includes the defending AL champion Yankees hosting the rival Red Sox for the right to face Toronto. The Reds clinched the final NL wildcard spot over the Mets to return to the postseason for the first time since 2020 and will take on the defending World Series champion Dodgers. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
CSX Railroad replacing its CEO less than 2 months after an investment fund urged it to either find another railroad to merge with or better compete with the proposed Transcontinental Union Pacific Railroad or fire outgoing CEO Joe Heinrichs. More details at srnnews.com.